This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is The Fan Early Morning Show, the pre-show to the pre-show of The Fan Morning Show. And this show's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can shop at CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's warm outside, and by the look at the forecast, it's not going to get much colder here, which I guess means we're officially into spring. It's the middle of April, and I'm feeling good. We're in full swing in baseball. The Pirates are 9-3, and they've got an opportunity ahead of them in the Philadelphia Phillies. Welcome. Call me, 412-928-9370. We're going to talk a lot of Pirates this morning. Touch on the Penguins a little bit as well. After their overtime loss and then a win by another team vying in the standings for a playoff spot, the Penguins have now lost the opportunity to seal their own fate. They are out of control now of sealing their own fate in these playoffs. So all they can really do at this point is win, not lose in regulation, and hope that other teams lose. The Washington Capitals are ahead of the Pittsburgh Penguins right now. The Capitals won the other day against the Detroit Red Wings. So the Penguins and Red Wings right now tied with 84 points each. But with the Capitals winning, that was kind of a lose-lose for the Penguins in the wild card standings. Because now the Penguins have to hope that the Capitals lose and lose, and that the Red Wings don't pick up, and also the New York Islanders at 87 points for the top three in the Metropolitan. They're still in range with four games left in the season for the Penguins. But now the Islanders have to lose a certain number of games to end their season. So it's a crucial point for the Penguins, and like I said, I mean, the biggest, I guess, debate right now is whether they're to keep Ned, calling him that, in the net, or Tristan Jarry. My vote's for Ned. Jarry, to me, has been a little bit too inconsistent over time playing for the Pens. I guess fatigue was one of the arguments I heard the other day, but I don't find that too much of a worry myself. But, I mean, there's really nothing else to say for them other than that they just got to win, and they got to keep winning, and now they've got to hope that other teams don't catch up or do well, because the Penguins right now, they're out of control. They've lost their right to their own destiny, which is upsetting in some ways, but also when you look at it in another perspective, they seemed just completely out of it and gone about a month ago, and now here we are. So it's nice to see that they're going to have an exciting finish, and I'm sure we can all hope for the best because, you know, playoffs are still fun to say that. We'll be enraged if they don't make it past the first round, I'm sure, but, you know, if they don't make it, it would be a more frustrating season. It'll also be interesting to see how Kyle Dubas reflects on his first year as director of hockey operations after this wild season. Just a collapse throughout most of the year, but then a rebuild, a turnaround toward the end. And now they're shooting for a playoff spot. So, but again, I mean, that's the extent of my hockey talk here. You're welcome to call and react to the Penguins, 412-928-9370, if you so choose. But really, the only thing you can really say about them right now is they got to win. And now we've got to hope that other teams don't win. They don't do, or don't keep gaining points to pass them or to lock down those spots. The Capitals. That's what makes this end of the season so exciting. What I want to talk about this morning, though, is the Pittsburgh Pirates. Starting a four-game series with the Philadelphia Phillies, which I would argue is kind of the National League equivalent to the Baltimore Orioles series. You got one extra game in this series, but the Phillies are another true test. A team that's had recent playoff success, made it to the World Series a couple years ago, and will be hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates in this coming four-game series. So this to me is another big test. They've got a pretty well-rounded team, and their lineup, I would say, just on its face, being that Trey Turner and Bryce Harper are in that lineup, just is a bit better than the Pirates. They have also got a pretty good pitching staff. So that's why I say it's a test, because of the Pirates, some have said or some have worried that the Pirates are punching above their weight to start this season, which I can understand. So this is just going to be a test. I mean, they took 2 of 3 from the Orioles. The Orioles, while playing stellar defense, lost the third game of that series because of a defensive gaffe, which also could be credited to the Pirates because Rowdy Tellez didn't slide, and therefore Gunnar Henderson put his weight in the wrong direction and put a little too much mustard on his throw, which then went into the seats. So there are different sides you can argue to that, I would say. So this, again, another big test, especially for Jared Jones, who in his last start, that was the home opener that he pitched against the Orioles. And while we were having a fun time out in center field, I was still paying attention to certain parts of his start, still throwing with high velocity, still getting outs pretty regularly. His big thing that I noticed was that while he was throwing hard, he was leaving a lot of pitches up in the zone, and the Orioles were a good enough team. Their lineup was experienced enough that when those pitches were left up, whether, you know, even though they were 97, 98 miles an hour, the batters were getting under the ball and creating that launch angle. And I think they hit a couple homers off of him, if I remember correctly, and they were on pitches that were up in the zone. So that's something that they're going to have to, or that he's going to have to not do, not leave those pitches up in the zone. His start against Miami was stellar. You saw him strike out 10. The Marlins were a significantly weaker team as well than the Baltimore Orioles, I believe. And the Marlins, I think, just won their first home game yesterday, too. So clap it up to them. But, yeah, they've struggled to start this season. The Orioles, a little more of a refined team. So that'll just be something to look out for, especially against the Phillies, who I think are a threat. Jared Jones has to keep the ball down and locate a little better than he did against the Orioles. Not that he had a bad start against the Orioles, but he did get beat by the long ball because I noticed that he left those pitches up in the zone. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Got a caller on the line now that we'll talk to. Hello, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Chuck from Uniontown?
Sure is.
Holy cow, Chuck, you're on the air. It's nice to hear from you this morning.
Good morning, Nick. Thank you. Nick, one of the things I'm concerned about in this series in Philadelphia is this. Can this team rebound after that giveaway against the Tigers, you know, and against the Tigers the other day? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this is a team that's on the bubble to make postseason play. It's not a slam dunk, and you wonder about the psyche of this team. If this team can, it can change what happened last year. See, because what I'm afraid of, if they, you know, if they lose the series in Philadelphia, they're going to start spiraling downward like they did last year. Mm. But I'm wondering if this team has the psyche to bounce back from this. And nothing would do better than at least a split in Philadelphia. And, you know, after that, anything else is a plus. Because, mm-hmm. if you want to change the culture from what happened last year, this is an excellent time to do it. Because
sure.
You hit a low on Tuesday by losing that game to Detroit. And this would be a good chance to show that things are not going to go the same way they did last year.
For sure. Chuck, do you usually wake up around 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the call. It's good to talk to you on the air. We appreciate it. Chuck from Uniontown, I'm honored. I always used to field his calls as a producer when I would do Pirate games, and now talking to him on the air is nice. So I appreciate the comments, too, and I appreciate the sentiment there about, you want to at least split in Philly and you don't want this team to spiral down. Totally understand. So that's where I'm going to just turn back to my philosophy, though, the mantra that I've been speaking that I want to focus on with this team is one game at a time. I, as a fan, do not want to get too ahead of myself with this team and talk about, okay, if they split in Philly and then, they go on and they do something else in the next series, and then they do this, then they'll be fine. No. I also think sometimes that's a little bit of a conservative approach as well, where it's like, I hope they at least achieve the bare minimum so we don't have to fear that they're going to spiral out of control. I get Philadelphia is a tough opponent, and that's why I kind of spell it out here, but also this is me just taking it one game at a time by saying, okay, here's what the Pirates are doing tonight. This is what the Pirates we can expect. This is what we can expect from the Pirates tonight. Ranger Suarez pitching for the Phillies. Jared Jones pitching for the Pirates. I don't know as much about Ranger Suarez because I'm not a Phillies fan, but I do know that I was at the ballpark for Jared Jones' last start. And here's what we can expect from Jones, and then here's what we can expect from the Probables in their lineup versus ours. So, yeah, Chuck, I'm with you a little bit on your take, and I appreciate it, of course, but this is still me just going one game at a time. Like, okay, Pirates are playing the Phillies tonight. They've got Ranger Suarez to deal with, and they've got Jared Jones as their counter to that. Let's just take it one game at a time, right? Don't worry about, what the Pirates can do in this entire series. Let's just see how this first game goes, and again, one game at a time. Don't get your hopes up too much, but don't fear either. Relax. Have fun with it. Because it feels like, especially with the way this team is constructed this year, as long as injuries don't jinx, I don't want to jinx it, but as long as injuries don't impair anybody significantly, this Pirates team will be fine. As for what to do with David Bednar, too, it was a rough one against the Tigers, and I'll touch upon booing again and David Bednar, because I've got a little bit more of an aligned perspective now to what I think Pirate fans feel and, the events that transpired after he was booed off the field and then talked in his postgame press conference and what Rowdy Tellez said. I've got a few more opinions on that now that I've kind of heard a counter perspective because, yesterday I was hard on the don't boo David Bednar, he doesn't deserve it. But, after talking to some people and hearing some other feedback from the other shows during the day, I've refined my opinion a bit on that. So I'll give that take a little bit later. But I also want to get rid of that Tigers loss as well, right? We sat in that loss. We were angry about that loss. You react in the morning. Well, let's just move on, right? We've got another series to go to, and I don't think an overreaction here from us as fans or from the team is necessary. If David Bednar is hurt, then, don't pitch him. If he isn't hurt, I guess keep having faith in him or have him get some repetitions, not in the closer role for about a week or two, and then reassess from there. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Lou from Aliquippa.
All right, Lou, what's up?
Well, yeah, so I'm listening to this. I'm glad you touched upon the Bednar thing, but the main thing I wanted to tell you was I've been a Pirate fan a long time, and I really enjoy watching them, and I think they're already at a mild crossroads here with what's going on. But I don't think the difference to me this year between this year and last year, if you just want to keep that small window, is this year they've actually got a little depth. Last year, if Bednar would have, you know, had troubles, they wouldn't know what to do. This year, you've got options. Now, that's just one thing. The other thing is even with the starting rotation and the fielders, you've got a lot of options. When somebody is struggling, if you want to put it mildly, you know, it's up to the manager to play this chess game and do it right. This is going to be more on Shelton this year, I think, than anybody. He's got a little more to work with. So he's got to manipulate people the right way and move people around like the really good managers do and not be worried about trying to – I mean, he's got to worry about keeping their confidence, of course, but doing it in the right way.
Sure.
So he's this is a big deal on him this year. As for Bednar, you know, I love the guy. I always like a hometown guy, but they got to step him back, and he's got to work his way back into that position because right now, whether it's physical or because of an injury or mental or what it is, he's definitely not the closer. So they better – next guy up, better be ready to go. And this is going to be interesting, too, when Paul Skeens is ready, because right now I think everybody in the starting rotation is doing pretty good. And who's going to be the one that Paul Skeens replaces? That's going to be interesting. So those guys are all – they all play better when they know there's a chance that they can lose their starting job. That's the difference between a lot of good teams. When you've got people pushing you, that's what makes you play better.
Sure. Hey, Lou, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, no arguments with many of those points. This is a lot on Derek Shelton. He's got to make the right decisions to make this team a winner, because now the pieces are there. Having Aroldis Chapman in the bullpen is really important, I think, as well. Getting him for $10.5 million and, you know, the output he's had so far is tremendous. So that's really good. So it's a lot on him. And if you listen to Adam Crowley on a regular basis, he's out, by the way, too, so you won't hear that today. But, you know, if you listen to him talk, he would think that Bailey Falter's the clear option to be taken out of the rotation. But, yeah, I mean, even that being said, he's still pitched well enough that he's warranted right now another start and another opportunity. We'll see as time goes on, you know, how much more of good starts he gives. But yeah, through his first two, he's been pitching well. So that's a good point there too. Lou, appreciate it. A lot of good points brought up by you this morning. You can get a phone line as well if you want, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33 is my handle. That's CALLAS_33. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come right back. We'll talk more sports right here on The Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, it's going to be rather warm, high of 71, low of 57. It's going to be overcast throughout the morning, and then around noon, 1 o'clock, you can start to expect some rain to fall, and that's going to be pretty persistent today. Then tomorrow, a 55% chance of rain, high of 61, low of 46. Again, that's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Get a phone line while you can. I only got a couple more minutes left, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number you can call if you want to talk to me and the rest of Pittsburgh about your opinions. About the Penguins, you know, kind of touching on them, but really they're straightforward now. They just have to win and and pray that they get in. So that's my analysis there. If you have more thoughts, you're welcome to call in and express those. But really focusing on the Pirates this morning while I, you know, have this brief section of time this morning. Keeping it one game at a time. That's really the summary of a lot of what I talk about with the Pirates. One game at a time. Don't let yourself get caught up in, you know, what could happen or you know, some of the good that has happened or some of the bad. Like, keep it all one game at a time. Like, be excited that they have the opportunity to play the Phillies tonight and get a true test of what they can do. And then go from there, right? They start to get streaky, then we can start to panic. But if not, you know, one game at a time. And even if they're winning, hey, take it one game at a time. If they're losing, take it one game at a time. See what they can do, you know, and move on, you know, accordingly. Right now they got Jared Jones on the mound tonight, like I talked about before. In his start against the Orioles last Friday, he left the ball up a little too much, and the Orioles were good enough to get under the ball and, you know, hit a couple long balls against him. That's something that he'll have to harness in this game, is keeping the ball down, mixing better, just hitting his spots better. He, you know, although he throws hard, the Orioles were good enough to, again, get under the ball and create a launch angle to get them to hit, you know, some homers off of him. The Phillies, one could argue, have a better lineup than the Orioles. So to, you know, again, for him to go out there and throw, he's going to have to locate better. Just straight velocity, flat velocity is not going to help him against the Phillies. He's just got to locate a little better throughout his start on the mound. And, yeah, especially just not leave the ball up. That's really the key.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.